Starbucks and its unconscious employees. On Monday, there was a long article in the Chicago Tribune's business section on Starbucks' unconscious bias training, which, unless Starbucks employees are actually unconscious at work, should probably be called subconscious bias training, but to borrow from millennials, whatever. For those sub-rock dwellers among us, some background. Last month, one young white barista in Philadelphia told a black Starbucks visitor who bought nothing that he couldn't use the restroom as per policies in some Starbucks stores. Subsequently, he and his friend, who also purchased nothing, were asked to leave and refused, after which the store manager called the police who arrested them. Calling the police seems an odd response since many people linger for hours doing work at Starbucks after buying only one cup of overpriced coffee. But the response of the corporate office seems equally odd. In addition to an undisclosed financial settlement to the two men who spent several hours in police custody and an offer to pay for their college educations via an online program available to Starbucks employees, Starbucks management ordered 8,000 Starbucks stores to close at 2 p.m. on Monday in order to re-educate 175,000 employees on their unconscious bias. What this means is that re-educators will attempt to replace the bias of all 175,000 unconscious employees with a new set of biases. The long article recommends that bias trainers should measure people's understanding of the concepts before they start, so there is a baseline for measuring progress, and that companies could bake parts of the bias training into performance reviews. One bias training program sponsored by the Anti-Defamation League even includes a written test. Gotta make sure all unconscious employees regurgitate back the right biases. To be perfectly clear, I'm opposed to social injustice. Any stores that limited restroom usage to those who bought something should have applied it equally to humans of color as well as colorless humans. Well, except for colorless and colorful young mothers in the midst of toilet training toddlers. They should have access to every restroom in the known universe. This costly effort in virtue signaling from the perpetually virtue signaling Starbucks got me to cogitating. Since, according to Aaron Thomas, head of a diversity and inclusion strategy consulting firm in Chicago, everyone harbors bias, I'm wondering if people of color harbor any biases against whites, or if progressives harbor any biases against theologically orthodox Christians that undermine social justice, tolerance, unity, peace, and comedy.